Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Woman to Woman, and this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, your host. It's so good to be back. I know I've been out for a couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back on the air. Amen. And I tell you, it was a busy 2 weeks for me. I tell you, I had to minister at a women's conference, the Women's Empowerment Convention over at the Wyndham in Newark, and it was just a mighty move of God. And then the following weekend, I was out also at another event, and the Lord is just moving mightily. So I want to encourage you on today, wherever you are and whatever you're going through, don't give up. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the plan of God. God has put some things on the inside of you, and you cannot give up at this point. This is a very important time in the lives of Christians, amen, kingdom people, because God is revealing his glory on the earth, and God is looking for some vessels, woman of God. God is looking for some vessels that he can use for this season. So I want to encourage you to continue to smile, because the joy of the Lord truly is your strength. I want to encourage you to continue to believe God, to continue to praise God, continue to walk forward in faith, continue to allow the Lord to strengthen your hands for the work that he has given you to do. In spite of the fact that your enemies are coming against you, in spite of the fact that the economy is bad, in spite of the fact that your children are not acting like you trained them up to act, in spite of what it looks like, I want to encourage you to keep pressing forward. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Just continue to move forward. And don't you come down, because you are already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And God has already given you everything that you need on the inside of you to make it in this world. You have the power of the Most High residing on the inside of you. So I want to just encourage you today to keep on pressing forward. Paul said, I have not reached it. I have not obtained that which I'm preaching you to you about on today. He said, but I continue to press. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, my sister. I want you to continue to press, amen, in spite of the storm. Listen, the winds will blow and the waters will come and they will rage. But listen to me. You might even be in the fire right now, but God told us in the book of Isaiah, he said, the winds, the waters won't overtake you. The rivers won't take you over. He said, and the fire won't burn you, amen. The fire won't touch you, amen. You got to be like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen. When they went in the fiery furnace, they could take comfort in the fact that God was going to deliver them. And when the king looked in the furnace, he said, we're not there just three that we put in, but why do I see four and one looks like the Son of God? Come on, somebody. I want to encourage you. Get your head up off of the floor. Get your hold up your head. Square your shoulders. Time is too short for you to be getting discouraged about what God has given you to do. God will never put any more on you than you can handle. And just when you think you're about to give up, when you think you can't take it, when you think you've had enough, look around you, because there is a ram in the bush. Amen. There is a ram. The Lord will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And he will provide. So I want you to keep pressing. Keep pressing. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep pressing. Amen. So to God be the glory. I just wanted to encourage you on this morning. The Lord put that in my spirit. And I know that I'm stirring up. I just want to stir up your faith on today that God never, never brings you to a situation that you can't handle. Amen. He never brings you to it if he cannot bring you through it. And I guarantee you that God can bring you through it. Amen. So keep your focus on today. Amen. And praise God. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I want to welcome you to Woman to Woman. It's an open forum. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines real, real soon after these few announcements. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I want to talk to you. I miss you all. I want to say hello. Hello to Gazelle in the chat room. Amen. We're going to have our marriage moment at 12:30. Marriage moments with with Pastor Anthony Simmons, where we'll be pouring into your marriage for a few minutes, even about 10 minutes. So we want to encourage you, get on the phone, go and text somebody, go on Facebook, tell everybody to tune into Woman to Woman. We want to talk about some relevant issues, and I want to just open up the phone lines and hear what's on your mind. Amen, and we're going to take it from there. Amen. Let us pray, and then I'm going to make a few announcements, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together here on Woman to Woman. And God, I just ask that you have your way during this time. Let your will be done. Touch every woman that's already gathered on the phone line. Touch every man that will listen, that will call in. Oh God, touch the in the chat room right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Let us be real with each other, God. Let us be transparent with each other, Lord. Let us grow as a result of this time that we spend together here, oh God. And let somebody that's listening be encouraged. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, fill us with power, and set us on purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're about to do during this next couple of hours, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want to make a couple of announcements. I want to invite you to come out and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I want to invite you to come out and fellowship with us. Amen. Next Sunday, my husband will be preaching at the 4 o'clock hour. Pastor Anthony Simmons, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, will be preaching at the 4 o'clock hour at the End Times Harvest Ministries over in Newark, New Jersey. Check me out on Facebook. Please connect with me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and also on Twitter, Pastor Rebecca S. Connect with me on Twitter and Facebook so that you can keep abreast of everything that's going on in our ministries. Amen, and praise God. And also, I want to just encourage you to stay connected. Amen, to New Creation Christian Ministries, because God has some great things coming up for our ministries that I'm certain will be a blessing to you. I want to encourage you to get a copy of my new book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, and you can go over to my website at nccmonline.org to pick up a copy of that book. Amen, and I believe that's it by way of announcements. I just wanted to share that at the beginning. If you can't stay, if you have to go out and you're listening by computer, take us with you by phone, 646-652-4832, and you can go to the mall. Put your ear plugged in, because God's going to bless during this hour, during this next couple of hours, and I don't want you to miss anything. But if you have to, just come back and listen to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/power. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Amen. We had a wonderful service on last night. In pursuit of God's glory, amen. And I want to thank Prophetess Angie Singletary, who works by our side. She is our prophet, amen, over at New Creation Christian Ministries. I'm a prophet, but every prophet needs a prophet, amen. Every pastor needs a prophet, amen. Every apostle needs a prophet. So I just thank God for sending Prophetess Angie Singletary into our lives, into our church, amen, because she is faithful, amen. Can you say faithful? And she is a blessing, amen. So I thank God for her. I thank God for the minister, Sister Chanel, who ministered in dance, amen. Awesome, awesome move of God's glory. Evangelist, assistant pastor, Alan Gray, amen, over at Greater, my God, I can't think of the name of her church, amen, but over there in Newark, amen, I don't have the flyer in front of me, but awesome, awesome move of God. We had Minister Colette Barrow come, amen, and also Minister A.D. Bynum, and all three of these ministers just blessed us. We experienced, and also the minister of dance, we experienced God's glory. Amen. So let us go to the phone lines. If you want to be on the air, just raise your hand. You can push 1 or 2. I don't exactly know. I guess I need to find out how you can get on by phone lines, amen. But just raise your hand, amen. I believe it's, I don't know, but raise your hand. When you called in, the operator told you how to get on the air, and you can push 1 or 2, and you will be put in queue to be on the air, amen. And I want to see those hands going up. I see the switchboard is full. So go ahead and raise your hand if you want to be on the air. If you don't want to be on the air, just don't push anything, and I won't put you on. But if you want to be on the air, just raise your hand, amen, and I'll put you on the air. I see that you're listening out there. I don't see any hands raised yet, amen. The number to call in is 646-652-4832, and I need you all to just call in and be a part of what God is doing on today. If I don't see any hands raised, I'll just keep talking, amen, because I do have, some things that I know the Lord will want me to share, but I want you to be able to share. There's a hand, amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to start taking calls because Pastor Anthony is coming in about 15 minutes. So I want to just start taking calls and begin to talk to you all on the air. Don't be shy. There's another hand. Praise the Lord. Don't be shy. Just go ahead and raise those hands, and we'll get you on the air. Area code 708, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hey, God bless you, my friend. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor Larry. How are you?
Doing well, thank the Lord. Running as usual. I'm doing a banquet in about 15 minutes, and I didn't want to miss you. And so I figured that I better call while I was driving so that I could tune in. I'm not sure of the topic today, but just wanted to call and encourage you today.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to continue to be a blessing to people who are really hurting. The truth is, Pastor, there are some folks who really need a ministry such as just yours and Pastor Anthony, because so many folks are hurting, and they really have no one that they can talk to and express their real pain to. And I believe that this is one of the problems in the church. The Bible says to confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. But the problem with that is there's no one you can confess to that will understand your issue, pray with you, and walk you through it. And so a ministry like Woman to Woman is so powerful because it gives a person a chance to express their real hurt and at least get it out of them, you know, and to unearth that deep-seated root of bitterness that's been holding them hostage for so many years and allow them to experience a real freedom, you know, in Christ Jesus. And so it's programs such as yours that really give a person a chance to express that and just release and allow a total healing on the inside so that they can be all that God has called them to be. And so, as always, I bless God for you and your husband for your tremendous God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Larry. That is just so true, and I thank God for you on today. The truth of the matter is that you are exactly right, that so many people are hurting and they just don't feel like they have an outlet, you know. So the Lord just wanted me to, today I don't really have a topic. I opened up the phone lines because I want to hear what's on the hearts of the people of God so that we can begin to dialogue about that. You know, I have my own things that are issues and concerns, especially in my life and in the kingdom of God. One of the things that I find that's very prevalent is pain. You know, I find that is very prevalent is pain and frustration in the kingdom of God. And God never intended for us to continue forward, to be in the kingdom and to be in pain and to be frustrated, because that's not in compliance with his plan. You know, because God says in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Or if you want to look at the King James Version, he says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, thoughts to bring you to an expected end." And he truly does know the beginning from the end, and we know that the expected end is that land flowing with milk and honey, you know, not a literal land, but a place in Him, amen, where there is no lack, where there is no pain, where there is no frustration. So I just thank God for that, for you opening up that, because that is just something that's so relevant to where we as women and men of God are walking.
Yes, ma'am. Because, see, Pastor, I believe this with all my heart, that when the children of God find that place of peace in God, even though the situation itself may not change, there is a place of peace and calm that we can have in Him that can displace us from where it's going on, even though we're still in the same situation. I'm reminded in the Bible when the disciples were out on the ship and they were asleep. Well, they were on a ship, but storm rose. But the Bible says that Jesus was in the back of the ship asleep. Now, what you must see here is that the disciples and Jesus were both in the same storm. 13 men in the same boat, in the same storm. Out of those 13 men, only one of them knew what to do in the storm, and that was sleep. And simply says this, Pastor, that even no matter what storm comes up in our life, there is a place that God has designed for us to go to, that we can find strength and peace and safety, even though the outside may be raging, there can still be a peace that we can have so the devil does not steal our minds. I'm reminded of what David said over in the book of Psalms, chapter 91. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, which means, man, that there is a place in God that we can go to where the devil cannot touch us.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart that when we get to that place where the devil cannot touch us, you see, that Satan does not enjoy being in the presence of God. He cannot stand being in God's presence because God's presence reminds him of where he should have been. But because of his rebellion, he was kicked out of God's presence. And so it is now, anytime we remain in God's presence, the devil cannot stand to be in that place. And so this is why Jesus said over in John, he said, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you. But then when you are in that place, Pastor, of peace, because he may come against your situation, but he cannot come against your peace. And this is what he is after. He is after the peace of the children of God. Because if he can move us from that place of peace, listen, he will not only destroy our minds, but listen, he can destroy our thinking, which will affect our actions, which will bring about more consequences that are not designed by God for our lives. And so when you and I get to that place of peace and stay there, listen, I don't care what's going on around us, let the storms rise all they want. God has a place of peace that the devil cannot go into, Pastor. It's almost like the turtle. When a turtle is attacked, the turtle has that shell that it can go into that protective covering. And so God says, if you stay over in my place of provision, I'll cover you right there. And so even though the outside may not change, you can have peace even in the storm until the storm blows over. Because, Pastor, I understand one thing. Nothing lasts forever. I don't care how bad the storm is. It cannot last forever. You know, I was telling our ministry, I said, Pastor, seasons are periods of time in time. Now, this is not original because I heard it from another pastor. But he said seasons are periods of time in time. And so no season lasts forever. Our job is to be steadfast, like Paul said over in Ephesians, and unmovable. And so when the devil sees that he cannot move me in this season of where I'm uncomfortable, if I'm going to stand in God's word, my comfort and peace is in what did the word say. And I tell you, Pastor, once there is a firm word from God, I don't care what goes on. You can laugh at the devil and say, wait, devil, I got a word from God. So I don't care. Yes. Once I have that word, I can stand a surety because, Pastor, God knew the storm was coming before he gave the word. And when God gives the word, the devil is the one who's bringing the storm to make you discredit what the word is saying. And so I'll just stand firm and flat-footed on God's word and know that he will do anything that he said for us as his children.
My God. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. You know, that is just so powerful, Pastor Larry. I thank you so much for calling, because you just gave us some power right there. You know, you said something. You said the only 13 men on the ship and only one knew what to do, and that was sleep. And, you know, Jesus told us, he said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. You can rest. You can sleep at night knowing that Jesus is carrying your trouble, that he's carrying your burdens, that he's carrying all of your concerns. And not only that, but that he is carrying the answer to that problem. So, and he, not only is he carrying the answer, but he is the answer. So, My God, that is just so powerful. And the Word, because in the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. Come on. And nothing, none of that changes, because he's still the Word, and the Word is still the answer. There is already an answer. So often we look for a prophet to say, give me a word, give me a word. But if we just open our Bibles, my God, I mean, we don't despise prophecy, but when you open your Bible, you will find the Word that is the answer to whatever it is that you're facing, because God has already given us the Word. It's my God. And we got to stand flat-footed, like you said, and decide. We got to make a decision, and we're not going to be moved by what we see, and we're not going to be moved by our emotions, and we're not going to be moved by the emotions that the devil sends, which is fear and doubt, discouragement. You know, those are not of God. That is sent from the devil. Those are devices that the devil uses to get us off track so that we don't continue to move forward, so that God can manifest what he has already said in our lives. So that is just, I tell you, y'all, I'm being stirred up. I tell you, God is just,
come on, Pastor. Pastor, the reason we stress out is because, I'm telling you, we really don't believe this word. Because, Pastor, if we ever got to the place where we actually begin to believe this word, then it will remove all the stress out of life when we actually begin to believe it. The Bible says this, that if you must labor, the Bible says that your only labor is to labor to rest.
Mm-hmm.
The Word says to labor to rest, because God knew that we are moved by what we see, what we feel, popular opinion, and how we think. God says, no, if you must labor, labor to rest. This is what Paul said. Paul said, Pastor, interesting, says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Now, it almost sounds like an oxymoron when Paul wrote that, because he's telling us to not look at what is obvious to our eyes, but to see something we cannot see. But when I look through what the Bible calls the perfect law of liberty, I can see what God has called for my life. And so instead of focusing on what I see, I focus on the Word. And the Word will manifest if I keep my mind there. And so the Word says, I'll keep thee what? In perfect peace. Whose mind is on me. And so this is where we transition here and understand that our job is to labor to trust God. Whenever people who have these degrees and power down degrees, but folks who we be incredible, tells you that you have an uncurable disease. Okay, I know what you said. Now, what did the Word say? That's all. The Bible said he was wounded for transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And
with
his stripes, I am healed. And so, my question to you is, what did the Word say? I know what the doctor says. Listen, thank God for doctors. Because church folks would be dead. So, thank God for them. But at some point, from what we hear to what did the Word of God say, and we move from there and make that transition in our minds and move it from our head to our hearts, I promise you, it'll abolish fear, it'll abolish doubt, and we can stand flat for the pastor on the Word of God and trust him and have a peace no matter what we're looking at. I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. And that's why I listen to you every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pastor Larry, because your words, the Lord has put that word, you have hidden his word in your heart. And I tell you, you bring forth a great teaching ministry on having faith in God. And having faith in the word of God. So I just thank you. We're getting ready for our marriage moments. I want to just thank you for calling in, Pastor Larry. God bless you. And how do we listen to you again on Wednesdays?
You can tune in to Moments in the Word with Pastor Larry. That's Moments in the Word. Or you can go Pastor Larry. I think it's
blogtalkradio.com/PastorLarrySarton, or is it slash Moments in the Word?
No, Pastor, I believe it's Pastor/Larry.
Well, go to my Facebook page, everybody who's listening. I'll post the link up there this afternoon so that you can know exactly where to go to listen to Pastor Larry Sarton on Wednesdays. This man has been a blessing since I met him. He's been a blessing in my life and encouraged me in the word. I tune in on my way home. That's the wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio, that we can just call in and listen. Don't have to be on the air. But I tune in on my way home every Wednesday. So, sir, thank you so much for calling in.
God bless you, Pastor. Listen, you know,
I certainly can. And you can find Pastor Larry Sarton over at Christian Family Faith Center. Did I say that right, Pastor Larry?
Yes, ma'am, you sure did.
Let us know the address of the church.
It is 10714 South Wentworth in Chicago.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Larry Sarton and his beautiful wife, Lady Carol Sarton. So you want to go over there on Sunday mornings at 10:45 and be a part of their service over there. I believe they start at 11, but you want to get there early. Make sure you are in position to receive what's going to come from the mouth of this man of God. God bless you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Bless you, Pastor. You as well. Thank you.
Amen, and thanks for calling in. Amen. Well, it's time for our marriage moments, and I see a couple of hands raised. Just stay with us. We're going to bring Pastor Anthony on the air so that we can share our marriage moments on today. Again, tell somebody to tune in to Woman every single Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Send me your, go to Facebook, send me your your cell phone number so I can add you to my list to let you know if I have to cancel a broadcast. Because of my schedule, I've been preaching out a lot lately. Amen. But tune in every single Saturday. And tune in on Monday, this upcoming Monday, there will be a sermon aired. My God, devil, I am not. No, devil, I will not come down to your level. Devil, I will not come down to your level. I won't have the phone lines open, but I will be airing that sermon on this upcoming Monday night. I preached that sermon on this past Thursday night, and it was powerful. It's for everybody, man, woman, everybody. So I want to encourage you to listen on Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Well, let's put Pastor Anthony on the air. God bless you, honey. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Amen. It's a blessing to be aboard.
Amen. I know you're out there round and about. You're a hardworking man. I know you were doing some things on today, but so glad you could call into the broadcast on today and talk about marriage. So what has the Lord put on your heart today, honey, about marriage or whatever it is that the Lord has for you to say to us on today?
Amen. I just thank you for these opportunities. Every time I tune into this show, I walk away with just a greater faith, a greater anointing, because the word says faith cometh by hearing and hearing through the word of God. And just that exchange with you and Pastor Larry about believing the word of God is just an awesome thing. And it's just so awesome how God's word will not come back void. And it's just according to the word says in Mark that if we believe and do not doubt in our hearts, amen, we shall have what we say. I just thank God for you, on these airways every Saturday, encouraging the body of Christ. But the
amen.
Lord has,
thank you.
Amen. The Lord has placed this scripture in my spirit, and you'll see why in a moment. It's Ecclesiastes 4. You and I have referred to this sometimes during our marriage moments in the past, and as we counsel or do marriage seminars. It says two are better than one. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Verse 11 says, again, if two lie together, then they will have heat, but how can one be warm alone? Finally, it says in verse 12, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And as it pertains to marriage, that's what the Lord has placed in my spirit on today. Back in Genesis, where Cain slew his brother Abel, God asked him a question, and Cain refers back to God with the question, am I my brother's keeper? And it's just amazing how I think Cain had the audacity to really question God in an almost sarcastic way. But I just want to put that out to the women of God, the wives that are listening, the future wives that are listening, even the husband and the men of God. We are supposed to be our spouse's keepers.
Mm.
We're supposed to have the back of our husband or our wife. We're supposed to be that support mechanism. You know, the Bible said Eve was that help me. We are supposed to be there to help, amen, our husband and our wives. It's just so awesome, Pastor Rebecca. I had a situation at work, and I was dealing with it a certain way, but then I got a perspective from you, a godly perspective, and it had me look at that thing another way. And as I looked at it through the eyes of God, as you shared your wisdom with me and your godly insight, it really allowed me to grab hold of that situation and really get God glory out of that situation. And I've noticed that over our almost 15 years of marriage that we have been there to support one another, and we really need that in this hour more than ever. We need husbands and wives to be on that united front where a threefold cord is not easily broken. You know, you have a lot of women who listen to your show, and I just want to say to possibly some wives out there, you know, your husband is really sometimes have your best interest at heart when the person that you keep saying is your best friend or your best girlfriend, and your husband is seeing something contrary to that. Or when somebody's trying to push up on you, whether it's an ex or your boss or, you know, your husband has insight or your husband's trying to share, we need to really respect one another and open the lines of communication and really dig a little deeper sometimes when we're communicating and talking to one another. Because
yeah.
A threefold is not easily broken. And Pastor Rebecca, unfortunately, a lot of marriages are not on one accord. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? If you're not on one accord, I'm just asking you to get on one accord today. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. You know, sometimes we see it at a bed and bath or something, they have the his or her towels in the bathroom. If you have that in your home, get rid of that stuff. just throw that on out, because we really need to come on one accord. And you and I did this early in our marriage, that we tried to implement, you know, the two becoming one flesh. We really tried to take that scripture seriously and implement that thing into our marriage, whether it was the bills or you know, certain things that we had, even our personal endeavors and our careers. We really tried to, even though we're two individuals operating sometimes in two different spheres, we believe the word of God that the two shall become. I mean, there's a process. I mean, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some disagreeing to agree. It's going to take some arguing. It's going to take some low moments and some disappointment. It's going to take some time, some friction in the marriage to get there. But you will get there if you stand on the word of God. So I'm just so blessed with this scripture, as Solomon gives us this tidbit of wisdom, that if one fall or one prevails against him, if somebody got your back, you now have a better chance of standing that trial that you are going through. But the Bible says if somebody knocks you down, if the devil gets the best of you and you don't have nobody to have your back, then you may feel defeated, as you said at the outset of your show, many people are feeling defeated in the body of Christ. But I kind of want to stick to the topic of marriage. God has given two people in the area of ministry, and the word says where two or more gather, glory be to God. Where two or more gather, God, you give God room to be there.
Yes. Yes, amen.
That, you know, you talked about your word that you're going to put on the air, and that word was a little bit about what I'm sharing in this moment, that we need to learn how to work as male and female together.
Yes. Amen. Amen, Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much. Amen. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And when we got married many years ago, almost 15 years, hallelujah, thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus. When we got married almost 15 years ago, there were some things that we had to agree upon before we began to walk together. You also quoted, how can two walk together unless they agree? One of the things that we agreed upon that was very important for our marriage was that we had to agree to stop drinking. And we were on our honeymoon. We were in Montego Bay, and we were having daiquiris with alcohol. And we literally started to have a fight, an argument on the beach our first day there, and it was during the day. And we looked at each other, and I said to you, let's not drink anymore while we're here. And we both agreed that we would not drink anymore while we were there. And then when we came home, I poured out all of the liquor and the wine and the champagne that I had in the cabinet. Not saying, you know, that Christians can't drink, but saying that God has definitely declared that strong liquor is not for us, you know, not for kings and queens. So we had to realize that liquor and beer, they create a chemical imbalance. And you and I both coming from a background where our parents were both alcoholics. We, at one time, not when they passed away, thank God, and not now for your mother, thank God, she's a woman of God, but knowing that alcohol destroys our parents' marriages. So we knew that we couldn't drink if we were going to be happily married. And I just thank God that baby Christians, we were 1 year old, 1.5 years old in the kingdom of God. But as baby Christians, we decided that that stuff was not going to be any good for our marriage. So we agreed on that, you know, and there are many things, like you said, we agreed to have a joint account, that all of our monies would go into one account. We agreed that I would pay the bills because I came from a financial background and I had more, I was, you know, more apt to be able to do it. And that was something that I was able to free you up from. We agreed that you are the head of our household. You know, a lot of people don't like the fact that God said that the man is the head. Amen, and that the woman should submit to her husband. And we also agreed on mutual submission because the same scripture over in the book of Ephesians says that we're supposed to submit one to another. So and I just thank God for you, honey, that you don't lord it over me, that you allow me to be who God has created me to be. So it's just a wonderful thing when you line your marriage up with the word of God, with the whole word. And Pastor Anthony, wouldn't you agree that some people will take one scripture, like the man is the head, and mess up a whole marriage with that?
They'll mess up the whole marriage with that. And it gave, unfortunately, a false doctrine taught in the former church, you know, the generation before us and a couple of generations before us. They thought that that woman needed to, or that man needed to stay in that abusive relationship because the man was, quote unquote, the head of the household. So no matter what he did, you know, lady on the other side of town, you know, wherever he laid his hat was his home, you had to stay in that. And we're not condoning, because the Bible clearly gives directives as to why one can, you know, nullify a marriage. But that's not what we're talking about. We believe that divorce is not an option. But what you're saying is that many people have stayed in abusive, dangerous relationships because of that, taking that one scripture out of context, that the man is the head, and no matter what I say, it goes. That's what the Bible says. It is, I mean, the Bible I'm looking at right now has 66 books in it. And it's,
yeah.
And there's nothing new under the sun, but there's a lot a lot of wisdom in this word of God, and it just doesn't pertain to that one area where the man's ego is being stroked or his pride is on display, using that one scripture to dominate his home and dominate the woman of God that God has given him. So we really have to look at the totality of marriage, Ephesians, and so much of scripture, even starting with Adam and Eve, pertains to marriage. And if we get back to that, we can derail this thing called divorce where in the church is really catching up with the world or surpass the world, Pastor Rebecca, and it's a sad commentary, this divorce curse.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because marriage is ministry. So many people are wondering about what their particular ministry is, but we have to realize that our spouse, our wives, your husband is your first ministry. If you can minister to him effectively, then the Lord will give you other people that you can minister to. But we have to realize that God will never allow us to neglect our homes, neglect our husbands, neglect our children, and then go out there and minister to the world, and our families are falling apart. Our spouses are unhappy. Our children are unhappy. Our homes are a mess. So God has given us a ministry to begin to minister to each other. And again, it's a threefold core that we look at it as a triangle. Like Pastor Emily's on the left side on the bottom. I'm on the right side of the bottom. And the peak is Jesus. The peak is God. The peak is the Holy Spirit. So what we're doing is, and everything in the between that triangle is our lives together. So what we're doing is we're coming from opposite ends, striving towards the peak, which is God, the ultimate in Jesus Christ. And what we're doing, the Lordship of Jesus Christ in both of our lives allows us to come to a mutual point where we can be happy together and have wedded bliss. It's awesome. It's awesome. As the higher we go in him, the more that we strive to obey God, the happier we can both be in our marriage. And it's a powerful thing that we keep our eyes, like Pastor Larry said earlier, if we keep our mind stayed on him, he'll give us a perfect peace. And you know, another thing, and just as we end the marriage moment and begin to take some more calls, about 3 more minutes before we start taking more calls, another thing is that if we don't think about what God told him to do, women of God, you know, like, oh, well, he's supposed to cherish me. I know I'm supposed to love and respect him, but he's supposed to, I know I'm supposed to respect and honor him, but he's supposed to love and cherish me. Well, yeah, we know what he's supposed to do, but you can't make him do what he's supposed to do. That's not your job to force him to love and cherish you. You know, so what we do is we manipulate the men in our lives sometimes to try to make them follow our script, and they don't even know the script because we have not given them the script, but we try to manipulate them with our tears and with our emotions and sometimes with our words, and we try to manipulate them to do what we want them to do, and that is not of God. That's almost like witchcraft. Amen. So what we have to be sure we're doing is not trying to move someone else's actions by our words, by our emotions, and things of that nature. Amen. And we want true love. Listen, you want that man to love you because of who you are, not because you're making him love you. So you do what you're supposed to do, woman of God, and let God handle that man. Amen. Pastor Emily, as we close out our marriage moments, do you have anything to add to that?
That's just so powerful, but I just want to close with, you know, what Jesus says in Matthew about we need to be wise and not foolish, and we really, talking about this threefold cord, really need to build our lives and homes on the Word of God, because he said, you know, it's a foolish person that doesn't build it on the Word, and the storm comes, and that's when that marriage or that home is broken and destroyed by the devil. But if we are wise and build our homes on the Word of God, the storms will come, and they are coming to many homes today. But the word says our homes will stand and the test of time if we continue to build our homes and our marriages on the word of God. So I just thank God for you. I'm looking forward. We'll pick up this again because it says with two lie together, there'll be heat. We need to keep the fires kindled in our marriages. We're going out tonight. We're having dinner and a play. So I'm looking forward to that tonight. And I'm sure you're going to talk about it a little bit because you are talking to women. Let's keep these fires burning in our marriages that no weapon can form against it shall prosper.
Amen. Amen, honey. Praise God. And I want to publicly thank you for taking care of me so well. I mean, you are just the best husband that a woman could ever want in the whole wide world. I was not well. I ministered a revival, 3-day revival. Then I ministered at a women's conference. And then I turned around and ministered at a men and women working together in ministry conference, and I had just pulled out so much that I was on E, and I started feeling weak in my body, and you really ministered me back to health. You ministered me back to health, and I just thank God that today I'm feeling 100%. And I just thank you for taking care of me, for bringing my food. You fixed my plate. You heated it up. You brought me a plate to the bedroom. You brought me some dessert to the bed. You rubbed my shoulders. You let me rest. You just really, really blessed me with your ministry to me on this past few weeks. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you supporting me in all that I do and for you just encouraging me to continue to move forward. I am so blessed to be married to you, and I just thank God for you.
Hey, aw.
And I love you.
I love you. I'm going to continue to listen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord for Pastor Anthony, women of God. You know, I know the first half, the first hour, the men called in. Pastor Larry called in. And then my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony, called in to do the marriage moments. We'll do the marriage moments every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because marriage is important to God. So, you know, we have to know that God definitely has a great plan for marriage. And what he was saying is in our relationships, we have to, especially in our marriages, we have to make sure that we are nurturing each other, that we are building up each other. The Bible says that if we're not at, no, the Bible doesn't say, but I'm saying if we're not adding to each other, then there's only one thing. Either we're subtracting from each other or we're just allowing each other to stay the same. You know, but there's a way that we can love on each other, even outside of marriage, you know, in marriage and in all of our relationships, there's a way that we can nurture each other, and even in our relationships as women, because women have a hard time getting along together, you know, so we have to get to the point where as women of God that we can have unity in the kingdom. You know, we shouldn't have to be jealous of each other and hate on each other. We shouldn't be praying against each other. You know, I just recently started hearing that term where somebody's praying against you, and I don't understand it. I wish somebody would help me to understand what that means, you know, when you pray against somebody. And if you're doing it, I just want to encourage you to stop, because it's totally unbiblical. And somebody might say, well, David prayed for God to take care of his enemies. Well, David did pray for God to contend with those who contend with him. But Jesus told us to pray for those who despitefully use us, to pray for your enemies, to love your enemies. So we have to do what Jesus told us to do. We have to take the whole word of God in context, and don't take the word of God out of context. Use God's word as one of your weapons of warfare. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And what we have to do is take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Amen. You don't have to wage war as the world does. Amen. And listen, your sister in the kingdom of God is not your enemy. Listen, if you and I have a disagreement, if we can't see eye to eye, that does not make us enemies. The Lord tells us to strive to be peacemakers. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Listen, we got to try to get along with each other. We need to get along with each other. Enough of sisters hating on sisters in the kingdom of God, tearing each other down, looking at each other, coveting what somebody else has. You know, somebody might even say, well, she put her marriage up there. Yes, I do it. I put my marriage up here because you have to see, listen, you have to see God getting the glory in marriage. You have to see God getting the glory in my marriage. Amen. And God is no respecter of persons. If he can give me, bless me, a poor little mean, I used to be so mean, poor little mean little mad little black girl from Newark, you know, who had been molested, abandoned, abused, taken advantage of, who was lost and turned out, broken, busted, and disgusted. If he can take me, who was looking for love in all the wrong places, ended up in so many relationships with all the wrong men, if he could take somebody like me and bless me with somebody like Pastor Anthony Simmons, then God deserves the glory. He deserves the honor, and he deserves the praise, because guess what? Nobody did it but God. Nobody did it but Jesus. Amen. Nobody sent that man into the bar to find me but Jesus. And here I am, clothed and in my right mind. Come on, somebody. And what we have to realize, we got to see the glory of the Lord. We got to see his glory operating in our lives, in our marriages, in our ministries, in our minds, my God, with our children, amen, with our money, my God. We have to see God's glory in our health. We have to see God's glory in every single area of our lives. Third John 2, beloved, I pray that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Come on now. Come on. So we don't have time to be looking over at somebody else's garden and being jealous of their roses. Come on. God has a brand new bouquet, a whole garden full of roses and dandelions and daisies and tulips and chrysanthemums and all of those beautiful flowers, that whatever your carnations, whatever flower you like, God has a whole garden for you. Amen. So just know that what God has for you is for you. Don't trip. Don't trip because somebody is jealous of you. Don't trip because people are hating on you. Don't trip because people don't like you and they're talking about you. Don't trip because they want to stop talking to you. Just keep praying for them. Keep loving them and keep praising God for the blessings that he has put in your life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. God is good, y'all. God is good and worthy to be praised. And dare to be who God has created you to be. Listen, you don't have to be a copycat. You don't have to be an imitation of anybody or anything. There's no imitation of life here. Go ahead and praise God with your life by being all that he has created you to be and doing all that he has created for you to do. Amen. Created you to do. God has already prepared good works in advance for you to do. Amen. So I just thank God for this broadcast, for woman to woman, for what he's doing, for what he's doing in my marriage. Listen, my life is not perfect. Well, I'm going to take some more calls. My life is not perfect, but I can tell you one thing. I praise God for my life. Listen, I have some battles. I have some struggles. I have to deal with the enemy inside of me, the enemy and the inner me. Amen. I have to deal with my insecurities, with my idiosyncrasies, with my shortcomings. Amen. I have to deal with the fact that I'm not always walking according to the way God would want me to walk. I'm not always nice. I'm not always thinking nice thoughts. And sometimes I want to open my mouth and say something, but I catch myself and I repent and I move forward. Amen. I have to deal with the fact that sometimes I'm not as strong as I want to be. Sometimes I'm not as courageous as I want to be. I'm not as holy as I want to be. But I thank God that I love Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? You know, it says the love covers a multitude of sins. I thank God that I'm trying. At least I'm trying. Are you at least trying? If you can say at least you're trying, then you're on the right path. Amen. And God's going to bless you for your effort. Did you hear what I was saying? God's going to bless you for your effort. Listen, you might not have it all right, might not have it all together, but who does? Amen. We are all going from faith to faith and glory to glory. So let me encourage you on today to keep on pressing forward. Keep on trucking, baby. Just keep on trucking. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to open the phone lines. You can call in 646-652-4832. We do have a hand raised. She's been waiting ever so patiently. We're going to put this caller on the air. Welcome everybody in the chat room. Amen. All of our guests in the chat room, God bless you. Good to see you there. Amen. And praise God. Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you? I missed you.
Amen. I'm so sorry I couldn't be here. I was out 2 weekends in a row ministering. I miss you also. Really, really missed you. And all of the listeners, all of my friends here, all Woman to Woman, I miss you all while I was away. But I'm back. And the next time I have to go away, I'm going to try to put a sermon up or something so that you all can still continue to be blessed. But nothing like talking to everybody. So I bless you, and I'm back. I'm back.
And I'm glad to have you back. Glad to have you back. This show is such a blessing in so many ways. And I know that a lot of times our schedules, you know, react with each other, and sometimes I can't make the show as well because things are going on, you know, at my church, and we're doing different things and have different outings and everything. But I bless God every opportunity that I get to tune in and listen, because God is using you and your husband mightily, and I bless God for you because, and the Spirit of God, because he knows what his people need. And I just pray that everyone who listens to this show receives every word that the Lord is putting forth for our lives to help us be changed, and that we will begin to receive, and not only receive, but begin to do what it is that God is calling us to. And the word that we hear, that we begin to apply it to our everyday life, it is such a blessing. And even on today, just listening to the few minutes for talking about marriages and everything, it's a blessing as a young woman to be able to hear messages on marriage, because in a place where I am, God prepares us as well. And those who are already married, but I thank God because I can get wisdom out of listening to that as well, and that God can sit me down and prepare me so when I take that step, I'll be ready, you know, for my husband. I'll know what to do. I'll know how to treat him. I'll know how to present myself as a woman of God, and I bless God for you and your husband for the things that you guys do, and I bless God for my pastors as well because they are an excellent example, Pastor Sergeant and Lady Kira. I love them so much, and I bless God for them being a part of my life because they have helped me through so much and helped me to become the young woman that I am today through God. And I thank him. I thank God for using them and teaching them how to teach me to become the woman that I am. And I just thank God for the word that goes forth in our house and just the great example that they are to us as well, and the word that comes forth.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Larry was on with us earlier. I know he said he was on his way somewhere, but I know he would be blessed, you know, just to hear that and continue to take every opportunity to show your appreciation to him and his and your first lady. So, Erica, you are just an amazing young lady. I tell you, God is just doing so many great things in your life, and I just want to just give you an opportunity to go ahead and share, you know, what's on your mind today. You know, this is the open line today, and I just want you to go ahead and share with us what's on your heart today.
Well, just listening to everything that I heard on today and listening to my pastor speak and everything and talking about, you know, how we have to change what we do, how we think, and begin to be transformed. And the same thing Pastor Anthony was talking about. Bible tells us to be, in Romans 12, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I think that we have to get to a place where we begin to transform our mind. We're in our 12-year anniversary at our church, and the theme is a transformed mind equals a transformed man. How do you begin to be transformed? You begin to become transformed when you submit yourself to God's will, when you totally sit down and examine your life, when you totally give everything to God. And remember when I talked to you before about we had a banner at our church, Kingdom People with the Kingdom Agenda. And we as kingdom people have to really get to a point where God is our agenda. And we have to begin to move off of our agenda and what we want to do and begin to think kingdom. We have to surrender our will and submit ourselves totally to God. And when you were talking about just a few minutes ago about the us as women, how we need to start stop being jealous of one another and hating on each other and things like that. We do. As women of Christ, we have nothing to be jealous about. God said that he's no respect person. And everything that he'll do for someone else, he'll do for you. And why should we covet that of another man? Because God has also made a promise to you. But you have to allow yourself to get to a place where you're ready to experience what God has for you. Because if you're at a place where a lot of times we deal with a lot of issues where we have low self-esteem and we don't particularly care for ourselves a lot, where we don't have no confidence in who we are, we don't have standards, and we just don't care. We don't have any integrity or anything, and we go off of what people say about us, you know, how people view us, and we go off other people's thoughts of how they feel about us, and that's not what God wants for our lives. God wants you to see how valuable you are to yourself, how valuable you are in him. And I thank God that he has brought me to a place where I know how valuable I am, because at one point, like you said, I'm not always as nice. I'm not always so uppity. I'm not always as bold as I would like to be. I'm not always confident as I want to be. I'm not always walking the way that I think I ought to. And so we have to continue to keep trying. The Bible tells us, having done all to stand. And so we have to continue to stand, trusting, knowing that in spite of what it looks like, that God is still yet able, that God still sits on the throne, and everything that God has promised in his word shall come to pass. He didn't say it might. He didn't say maybe. He didn't think about it. He said it shall. It shall. Mm. Means that it's already past tense. It has already happened. Only thing we have to do is go through the process of getting there. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, don't grow weary and well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And we just have to get to a place where it's not about us. And as the church, we truly have to get it together, because how can we help anybody else? How can we be an example to the world if we're not together ourselves? And how just like when he was talking about the story, and I had just got to read it in Matthew chapter 8, when on the ship and Jesus was asleep and a storm arose. And, you know, Jesus was telling them, "Oh, ye of little faith, why is it that you still not believe what you've already seen? Everything that is in me is the same thing that's in you. I've given you the power. I've given you the authority to speak to whatever it is." And we have to learn to become confident. We have to learn that this word works if we work the word.
Work that thing. Yes, work the word.
In order to do that, you have to be in the word. And I believe that if we get to a place where God's word, where God, who God is, becomes serious to us, that we can begin to grow better, that we can begin to love better, that we can begin to live better, that we can begin to do the things that God has called us to do, that the church can be healed, that things can be transformed so that
yes.
we can go and reach those people that are in the world. Because we as the children of God, we are supposed to be the light of the world. And if we are in church acting a fool, if I was on the outside looking in, I wouldn't want to join either. I wouldn't want to come in because they're doing the same thing that I'm doing. You showing me nothing different that my life can be changed in no way. Because you're just like me. You just say you're saved.
Wow, I know that happened to me, Erica. When I first got, when I was in the hanging out before I got saved, all of my Christian friends were hanging out with me, you know. So they were going to the only difference is that they were going to church on Sundays, and they were in the bar getting drunk with me. They were getting high with me. They were sleeping around, you know, just like I was. You know, they had boyfriends who were not their husbands, and you know, I didn't see any difference. And my experience with the church, my best experience with the church was going into a storefront church when I was about 9 years old and walking down the aisle to give my life to Jesus. That was one of my best experiences. Didn't really know what I was doing, but that thing kept me through the years. You know, when I was out there throwing my life away, God, because I had taken that one leap of faith, God kept me. And that's why I want to encourage somebody today who may not have it all together. And you might be in church, but you're still partying, you're still hanging out. It is only God who is keeping you. But the reason that you're hearing this word today is because God is calling for change in your life. God is calling for you to totally submit and surrender your life to him because he has better for you. My friends that were out there with me getting high and getting drunk, I mean, they were not happy. That's why they were getting high and getting drunk. You know, they were not happy. That's why they were looking for love in all the wrong places. And when I got saved as a newborn Christian again, I gave the testimony of being on my honeymoon and getting drunk. And I was almost drunk. I didn't quite get to drunk, but I was drinking something that could have made me drunk. And made the choice right then that I was not going to drink anymore. And I was about a year and a half, 2 years old in the faith. And that's what I'm saying to you is that we have to go from faith to faith. And Erica, you were talking about faith. We have to increase our faith. And you gave the scripture from Romans 12, chapter 12, to be not conformed, but to be transformed. So the only way that I can be transformed is by renewing my mind in the word. So how do I get from defeat to victory? Through the word of God. How do I get that? How do I get it, though? I need to get into the word. Open the Bible. Read the Bible. Get some Bibles on CD. Get Bible on MP3. Put that word, like my friend Kathy Jones, who's listening. God bless you, Kathy. God bless you, Ray. Like my friend Kathy Jones told me, she sleeps with her words sometimes. You know, you got to get the CDs from your church. Get the preached word, you know, from your audio ministry. And or even some of other ministries that you respect, and put that word in your ear even as you sleep. Keep that word coming in, because what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I need to hear the word of God. That's why this ministry is like what it is. This show, Woman to Woman, is not just a show. This is a ministry. Amen. Because we will have to take accounting. The Bible tells us, for every idle word that we speak out of our lives. So I don't come just, you know, to entertain, but I come to minister. I come to serve. I come to pour in. I come to pour out, you know. I come to receive, because you can minister to me, like you, Erica, and my husband, and Pastor Larry. You guys minister to me, amen. So we come to minister to each other and to strengthen each other, because the Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron. So you're absolutely right. We got to get to the point where we are walking this thing out in victory. We are walking kingdom. We're walking kingdom, 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 the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives.
Amen. So I'm not on the throne anymore. When you get to the point where you're not on the throne in your own life, but Jesus Christ is on the throne, amen, then you can begin to walk in kingdom. But as long as self is on the throne, as long as self won't die, amen, as long as your flesh is in control, then you're going to continue to sin. You're going to continue to sin. And sin is Satan's device. Sin is the wiles of the devil. Those are his devices. How dare we allow ourselves to partake in something that Satan is using to destroy us? You know, we have to be, you know, my God, we perish for lack of knowledge. You know, we got to be knowledgeable. Ask God, give me revelation of your word. What do you mean when you say this? And what do you mean when you say that? Amen. How can I apply it? Don't only give me revelation, but give me the courage. Give me the strength for application. Let me apply this word so that I can be transformed. Amen.
Yes.
Powerful, powerful. You stirred me up, Erica. Powerful. Amen.
That's the place we have to get to.
It's made available. Faithful. He's faithful. You know, and the phone lines are open. I'm talking with Erica Anderson, one of our listeners from Chicago. Amen. My niece in the faith. Amen. My brother is her spiritual dad. Amen. Pastor Larry Sarton. And I'm just so blessed to be able to be a part of your life, Erica. You can call in to 646-652-4832. Raise your hand. Be on the air. I see some callers on the switchboard. I see some people in the chat room. Come on and call in during this last 45 minutes. Let me know what's on your mind pertaining to being a woman, pertaining to the church, pertaining to godliness, amen, pertaining to marriage, amen. Whatever it is that's on your mind today, this is an open forum. Remember to tune in on Monday. I'll be have the sermon going. Set a reminder. I won't be, I'll pray at the end of the sermon, but I won't have the lines open. But I want you to hear this sermon that I preached on Thursday. Amen. The Lord moved mightily, and he put a special anointing on my life. Amen. So that'll be Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. for 1 hour from 8 to 9. I will air that sermon. And if you missed it, you can come back anytime after that and listen to the archive. Amen. Praise the Lord. So will we, Erica, while we're waiting for the others to call in, call in, call in. 646-652-4832. I want to put you on the air. Raise your hand if you want to speak, and I'll put you on the air. So, Erica, what else is going on? What else is on your mind?
I want to say this to every young woman that is listening to the show, whether you're a young adult or whether you're mid-age or whatever, if you're single, and sometimes is discouraging, and I thank God for being able to have pastors in my life that I can talk to, because my pastor talked about earlier not having, you know, being able to confide in people, and sometimes we hold so many things in because we can't trust anyone to tell what's going on with us, and some of us have experienced past hurt where you tried to confide in someone, and they told your business or you was hurt and everything. Sometimes we have to ask God to give us wisdom on who to go to and who to talk to, and he'll begin to place people in your life that can help push you and help you to grow in him. And I bless God for Pastor Rebecca being a part of my life and my pastors that I can go to and talk to, and they be honest with me, and they love me, and they discipline me as well, and they let me know when I'm wrong, and they let me know, hey, keep moving forward, continue to stay focused. They don't condemn me. They don't make me feel bad about the decisions that I've made. But what I want to say is, because sometimes as single women, we get to a place where we deal with so many things, and going through different relationships with different guys and things like that, take some time to get before God and give him your life. Begin to submit yourself to him. Separate yourself, because the truth is we think that we have to be in relationship with somebody, and we don't. We don't. We think we have to always be with somebody, and it's good to have that somebody, but let it be the right somebody who God has designed for you. We settle so much for so less of what God has for us, because we see other people happy, because we see other people married, because we see other people in relationships, and it looks good on the outside, but you have no idea what goes on the inside.
Yes.
And something may look good right now, or everything may look okay to you, but it's not okay in their relationship, or they have things that they're working on or whatever. But get to a place you begin to separate yourself instead of constantly getting into relationship after relationship after relationship, because what it does is it piles up. Now you have all these people. You get to a place where you begin to break down because you don't know what to do, and you feel hopeless. You feel that you don't know what to do. You don't know who to turn to, who to look to. You got people hurting you over here. You got people hurting you over there. You got all of these relationships, and these guys are treating you like whatever. Take some time and stop and ask God to help you and to show you how valuable you are to Him. He begins to show you that. As He begins to show you that, things in your life will begin to change. And as He begins to help you deal with these relationships, because we have to deal with these relationships, the past relationships, things that we don't deal with, we're going to have to face them. And even it don't matter what it is, whether you've been with somebody who's with somebody, whether you've been with somebody who's married, whether you've been in whatever situation it is, God said, if you be faithful and just to confess your sins before me, that I'll be faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And He tells us, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. He has made it available for you. Do not run from God, because when we do things and we mess up, we know how we feel on the inside. You feel condemned, and you feel hurt, and you know what to do, and you feel that hiding will help the situation, and it doesn't. But run to God. Let Him know, God, look, I know that this is not right. You know in my heart this is not the way I want to live. I need you to help me rechange or check to realize and to look at me, to work out everything that is not right in me. Take it out of me. Begin to give me your mindset. Begin to give me to learn to appreciate who I am. Help me to set standards in my life.
Yeah. Amen.
That I don't allow people to run over me, that I don't allow men to misuse me or mistreat me, but that I value my life and who I am. And when you get to a place where you allow God to do that, then God can begin to transform, and God can begin to change some things. God can begin to heal. God can begin to deliver and set free. And it does not happen overnight, but I am a living witness, as you hear me speak right now, that it can happen. It can be done, because God has delivered me from so many things.
Hallelujah.
And I thank Him for that, because I used to be that woman on the other side.
Yes,
and I know what it's like, but I am a witness today that God can do it, and that He can keep, and that He can hold, that He can hold you. And no matter what the enemy tells you, no matter what he brings your way, you stand against him.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him that he is defeated. We do not have to be scared of the devil, because God has given us power over him.
Amen. Amen.
Power.
Amen. That's powerful, Erica. I tell you, and that is this. I pray that women everywhere are catching that this testimony. You're not just saying it because it's something to say, but you've lived through this. And area code 609. I saw your hand raised. You dropped off the board. So I'm going to call back in, and we'll get you right on the air. Amen. Area code 609. Amen. Just call back in, and we'll put you right on the air. But God is just so awesome, and He is awesome to hear your testimony. a testimony to the greatness of God and everything that he has for us. And God just has so much. You know, I just love Jesus. I love God because he has so much in store for us. And he never, he says he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us, and he's always with us. And the key that I'm hearing, the concept that I'm hearing is to keep Jesus first, to keep God first. I want to open up the phone lines, area code 646-652-4832. Call us, 646-652-4832, and we'll get you on the air. We do have a call. Area code 609 is calling back, and then we have another caller. I have another caller right after that. Area code 101, I see you there. We're going to take these two calls back to back. Area code 609, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
Great, great. God bless you.
I just wanted to comment on the young lady who's saying about her hurt and all. And I guess maybe I had a question. I'm still blushing based on the beginning of the show with you and Pastor Anthony, who are certainly favors of mine as it relates to people in the church and covetousness and forgiveness.
Yeah,
I guess I had a question because, as people of God, I think sometimes we don't communicate, and it gives too much room for the devil. I know I've had lots of situations with church people, and if you make a broad statement and it's not explained, people will take it and run with it, mm-hmm. and you could think that you wounded me. And maybe you did wound me, and because you don't know I'm over it or I haven't forgiven you, it goes on and on and on and on and on, right? I just think sometimes, and maybe you can enlighten me on this or enlighten the body of Christ on this. I think, you know, for me, and I pray over this all the time, it seems like the enemy, because we know we're not supposed to wrestle with flesh and blood. We know we're supposed to wrestle with principality, and I say supposed to because sometimes in the church, I think we say the scriptures, but we don't really live through the scriptures, you know?
That's good.
And so we say principalities, but we really mean Pastor Rebecca and Sister Priscilla or Prophetess Priscilla, for lack of better words, right? And for me, I know God, I mean, God did a unique thing with me, and you know that because you helped me publish a book 2 years ago. And some things didn't go down correctly, but it was never a situation where I harbored any unforgiveness. You know, I just walked away because I know what God tells me. And so the enemy can trick us. And I think he's playing some slick tricks on, you know, the church as a whole, meaning pastors, meaning sheep, just the whole church, because I don't think we're as bad as we think we are. You know?
That's good.
Walk away, and you haven't communicated with me, and so you're telling 100 people that I'm still angry with you because I haven't communicated, when God, in fact, has me in a whole different season. You know, he has me somewhere sitting down learning humility, because maybe I'm just a little bit, too vocal when he wants me to learn humility so that I don't step into arrogance, you know? And so I struggle with those things as it relates to scripture, because we take scriptures today and we do so many things with them. And we can rationalize a scripture to fit anything, but unless I call you and Pastor Anthony and say, well, Pastor Anthony, you know, I was praying and this is what the Lord told me. And that doesn't mean that that's what you and Pastor Anthony is thinking. So meanwhile, the enemy has used scriptures on us. And so I just ask, you see what I'm saying? And so for me, I mean, I've had, like the young lady said, whether it's relationships, men and women, or if it's relationships, sisters to sisters, because you said we don't celebrate one another, or it's just relationships with people in the world as a whole. I just think too many times the devil is hijacked in the world because we don't pick up the phone and speak to the person ourselves. We call a half of America, and now we just gave the enemy a whole torch, you see, and he ripped up the whole church over something that I didn't even think that. That's not even on my mind. I'm not even mad about that. You thinking I'm in the wilderness because I'm sowing corn seeds, and he got me in the wilderness because I'm planting flowers. You know,
but you
haven't called me to ask me. And so I applaud you and Pastor Anthony and, you know, so much for stepping out there. I applaud everybody that even comes on your show because it is an open forum for us to communicate. And sometimes, you know, because I'm learning humility, when you're, you know, an African-American woman who's strong like you and I, and I've done almost 22 and a half years in the military, a lot of aggression comes with that. And so sometimes people think you're running away and you're hiding when you just learn the humility because you need to maybe know how to shut up. The Bible says that the tongue is like fire on wood, right? And so I just really am so sincere about this, whether it's men and women relationships. I think our biggest thing, and you can ask the Lord to discern it for you, is that we don't communicate. If I have a problem with you, I don't need to call up all of America. I need to call up you. And if I can't get you the first time, I need to call you until I get you. Because every time I call somebody else, I give the enemy another stake in his throne, and he's laughing. And meanwhile, you may not even be thinking that. You know, you may be thinking, well, you know, I love Priscilla with all my heart, and Pastor Anthony, I'm going to support her. Meanwhile, eight other people told you a different side to the story. And I think, I say this, and I ask the people of God to get her in our face and say, okay, are we really this bad in the church? Because when you hear somebody say, well, church people, well, you go to church too. So certainly we're not going to let the devil turn words on us. I don't think we hate each other as much as we allow the enemy to say we do. I think what we don't we spend hours on the cell phone. We have cell phones everywhere we go. We got the cell phones, we got the text messages, we got more communications now than we ever had in church history. But we don't always use it to our advantages. And so I just petition the people of God, whether it's in your boyfriend relationship, whether it's in your church relationship, whether it's in your work relationship, to stop the hell out of the devil and stop giving him so much credit. And if we're going to quote the scriptures, then we ought to live the scriptures. If you and Pastor Anthony have a problem with me and somebody else called me, then I need to get on the phone and say, you know what, well, let's let the three of us settle the matter. We don't need to call 1,000 more people, and before you know it, the whole church is on fire. And I don't know that that's the case, but when I see pastors falling and marriages falling, my heart has been so grieved. I know if my heart is grieved, God has tapped out with as many leaders have fallen, you know, over what? Because we intercede and we say we pray for one another, but every time I turn around, we're talking about what we did wrong. I think we need to focus on what we need to do it right so Jesus can come back. Amen?
Amen.
So I don't want to be long, but I certainly ask you to pray for me as it relates to the forgiveness, because you know, Bible tells us we ought not have any condemnation, amen? And so if the Bible tells you that, then you're not worrying about your brothers and sisters holding that against you, because regardless of what they're at home thinking, God already freed you from that. And chances are, if they saved, they're not holding that much bitterness against you as you think. Maybe you need to check your own heart to say, okay, but am I over the wrong that I did? I like to say this to everybody in the church and everybody that's listening, for those people who don't know me or do know, anything that somebody's done to me is already done by the time I go to sleep the next day. The only time that I would ever pick it up again is if you're repeating something new and there's a new incident that everybody doesn't know about. And I ask the body of Christ to just please, let's get on our knees in our relationships, whether it's marriage, whether it's our courtships with our boyfriends, or just who we are, as let's not say we know that God left us to love one another. First, that was his first command, that we ought love one another, right?
Yes.
So that we would make his word a living testimony and 11 testament instead of throwing the scriptures around, because we got the scriptures down pat.
Yeah.
We don't always do it. So I ask you and all the listeners to pray for the little lady, Priscilla, who just called in, to let's forget about
Bless
the
you.
Forgiveness. Let's forget about the forgiveness, because we know God already gave us grace and mercy on that, and let's check our hearts, because he says above all things, a man's heart is wickedness. And so if you did something wrong with me, when I go to sleep, I'm a considered already forgiven. Now, if you're holding something on your own, you need to be for real with God, you know. And we talk
Amen.
About covetousness so much, and we talk about covetousness on Monday, and by Wednesday we've coveted somebody else already.
Go ahead.
We talk about that, and we don't do. We talk about jealousy, and all of that. Yeah, we don't get a chance to minister to those people who hate Nora Rebecca's show. How she get a show? We don't even know who she is. Amen. And so I just ask, if the body of Christ, if we could just do that one thing, and just say, Lord, you know what? You said we love, and so we need to walk this thing through in our relationships and whatever they are, however we want. So you pray for me on that, Pastor Rebecca. Would you please?
I certainly will. Amen and praise God. And I thank you so much, Prophetess Priscilla, for calling in and giving us that. Just before we take this other call, I see your hand raised, caller. I just want to say that you are right. I was convicted, and I know that some of our listeners were convicted, because you reminded us of the scripture that says if you have an offense with your brother, if you have an offense with your sister, if you are offended, then you need to go and communicate with that brother. You need to communicate
Amen.
With that sister and tell
Amen.
Them that you are offended. And don't go around just talking about the fact that you're offended, calling everybody else but the sister, everybody else but the brother, but call that person directly and minister. It's already in the Word. God has already
Amen.
Revealed to us what to do when we are offended. And you're right. There is not, everybody in the church is not hating. Everybody in the church is not jealous or covering. The church is a beautiful place, but we so often pick the little thing and focus on the minor and forget
Back.
About the major, when we need to focus on the major, which is that the church is a great place, and it's a great place to be filled with great people who are really
Back.
Pursuing God's glory.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen.
Because this way the devil's somewhere doing flips. He's somewhere
amen.
Doing flips. We're supposed to be giving God the glory. Amen?
Yes.
Thank you for taking
amen.
My call, Pastor Rebecca.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Prophetess.
Okay.
Wonderful word. Wonderful word from the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Area code 111. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hey, Sister Rebecca. How are you? This is Richard.
God bless you, Richard. God bless you. So good to hear from you.
Same to you. Yeah, I was enjoying your show, of course, and your testimony. I'd love to hear you give it because it's a very real one. And very easy to understand. I'm revisiting Genesis, and I'm using Matthew Henry's commentary, and particularly, well, he does a commentary on the whole Bible, and that's very good, because that's one of the
yes.
few, or actually one of the only commentaries that I know of that deals with the entire scripture. So it's just like having another intelligent and devoted person discussing the Bible with you. That's the way I view it. But
I love Matthew Henry. Yes, I love his commentaries.
Definitely, definitely. So some super points are raised, and it is all about relationships. I think to the extent that we're not able to focus in that relationship area because we miss it. Because actually everything that went on between Adam and Eve, and of course some of the questions are not answered, like why wasn't Adam more controlling? I think he should have been more controlling, personally. The woman was his, you know, God created the woman for him. Now, obviously he couldn't tie her up and just keep her in a cage.
Jesus.
But at the
obviously, you're right, Richard. That wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, but at the same right. But at the same time, Eve was brilliant, more brilliant than anybody living today. Eve was certainly, but she couldn't figure out how to say, "Well, wait, let me go consult God." And I'm sure the whole theater, angels, God, everybody, unfortunately, Adam wasn't there. And I'm not blaming him in a way because, see, that's one of those questionables. Should he have been there? Should she have been able to stand on her own feet? You know, these are some great questions to explore, and I think as we get answers from them, they will practically help us. That is, if we're really interested in growing and knowing. But you know what I'm saying? In other words, why couldn't she say when God was called a liar, why couldn't she say, hold it? Hold it? Let me check this out. You said a very horrible thing.
Wow.
And before I go along with you, because she was in full agreement with them, she ended up being in full agreement with someone who had nothing in view but her death.
Yes.
So all I'm saying is, why didn't she say, well, wait a minute, let me consult my old man. Let me consult God, because, you know, she had direct access to God. And this question about some people say, and it was raised in Matthew Henry's commentary, that Eve, there was a lessening of the impact of the command because she didn't receive it directly. And I say to that, balderdash, because if there was a problem with what she understood about the command, she could have asked Adam, she could have asked God, she could have asked an angel. And furthermore, the transmission of truth does not diminish its potency. If you know what 2 plus 2 is and you tell me accurately, then it's the same. So that argument will not hold water. You follow what I mean?
I do.
That won't hold water at all. And for the reasons stated, and probably more. But I think if we were to explore Genesis more, it's a very simple but yet sublime story, and it impacts us all. One of the questions I had about God, and it's okay to question God because you're learning, you're on a trip of discovery. Was that an appropriate punishment for God to give for that type of violation, death? Was death an appropriate punishment? And I like to look at things as if you're having a trial, you know, because in a sense this is on trial, whether we understand it or not. We're on trial. Actually, we've been found guilty, but and redeemed if we've accepted Christ.
Yes, amen.
But I want to say, though, we can go back and revisit those issues, and we should. Was that an appropriate punishment, death, for violating that command? And if so, why? And if so, how can we learn to be more obedient? Because, you know, one of the concepts is, could Adam and Eve not have sinned? And I think, by the way, what's your position on that? Could they not have sinned?
Yes, they could have not sinned. They could have, because they had the choice. He said, I give you this tree, and I give you everything, and I say, for this tree, do not eat of this tree. So they had the choice to not sin. I believe they could have not sinned.
Right. Now, I think go ahead.
But then again, maybe, you know, that's something that you really have to ponder when you think about it, because it's like, okay, because God knew the beginning from the end, he knew the ending from the beginning, because he is the Alpha and the Omega of the beginning and the end, and he already had all of this stuff predestined, even the my birth and your birth and us sitting here having this conversation today. So it is possible that even though they were God created them, maybe they were not created perfect, and maybe they could not have not sinned. You know, maybe they didn't have it in them to resist the temptation that was presented before them by Satan in the garden. So maybe they couldn't have not sinned. You can look at it in two different ways. Yes, they did have the choice, like we have the choice, and we had the choice before. A lot of us came to know Jesus Christ, we had the choice to not sin. But could we not
sin? Could we not sin, you know?
Right, but let me just jump in and say there's always a difference between us. If you understand, they did not have a sin nature. We do. We can sin less. We can't not sin. The Bible basically says if you say you have not sinned, you're a liar. So I don't think many people would want to argue that. But see, if you say they had the option of not sinning. And I understand everything you just said.
Right.
Well, then one comes up against, well, God gave them a command that he knew they couldn't obey. In other words, they were set up. And see, you raise the specter or the issue as to why we should study this. And see, most of us are all over the place. But I think if we focused on that area, remember Jesus quoted out of Genesis a lot, and it's most under attack, the higher criticism, and you understand why. If you can get rid of the beginning, well, the rest is understood. But you raise a good point, and I think that's what we should, you know, try and resolve, at least to our practical benefit. Go ahead.
You know what? I think that's very good. You said if he knew that they could not obey the commandment that he gave them, then they were set up. That's what you said.
I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just pointing that out.
No, I like that. I like that. I like that you said that because it comes back to the fact that everything was created for God's purposes, even Adam and Eve in the garden. So if they were set up or not, you know, who are we to question God as to why they were set up? Because how can we say, God, why did you create me for this purpose? So, you know, whether we want to call it a setup or a fulfillment of the purposes of God for all mankind that would come afterwards and for the lordship of Jesus Christ, then, you know, it's still a good thing, you know, because all things do really work together for the good. So whether they were used for that purpose or not, if they were used for that purpose, for a man to sin and be redeemed from sin by Jesus, because there's somewhere in the Bible that talks about everything, Colossians, it talks about how everything was created for and through and by Jesus, and it all leads back to Jesus, then it's still not a bad thing.
Right. I think you make a good point, but the only point I would raise, and of course, I would always attempt to side with what God said. But see, God's veracity or God's truthfulness is as important as any result. In other words, God doesn't say by any means necessary. God says by this means. In other words, it goes with the fact that God can't lie. That's one thing God cannot do. God cannot lie. And so if God... And it just raises the issue, as we just pointed out, did God give them a command that he knew they could not obey? And the richness of that, I believe, or at least what I draw from it, is if they could have obeyed, and I come down on the side that they could have, although there are issues, well, then how can I benefit today? And so that's ultimately where I have to take it. How can I benefit from what, you know, God, from what I can understand that God has said that I can apply and benefit from it today? But anyway, it's a very, very fruitful, I think, and healthy conversation if we have the ability to really utilize it. It's there for our utilization. So whether we utilize it or not, is up to us. But anyway, I'll just stand by. I'm on patrol, and I'm just listening.
Wow,
and so I'll
as
just,
always,
yeah.
As always, you bring a fresh light to the broadcast. As always.
All right. Thank you. I'll just hang out in the queue.
Thank you so much for calling. I just love that brother. Amen. He just stimulates my brain cells. I just thank God for Brother Richard calling in and. You know, just going back to the beginning, because that's what we need to do. Sometimes just go back to the beginning and look at things from a new perspective. And he just, you know, really reminds me of the divine providence of God and the sovereignty of God, that, you know what, he's God, and he can do whatever he wants. And whatever he does, I thank God that it's for my benefit. But it is good to, like he said, to question and look at some of these things and say, if he knew that they could sin and gave them that choice, and if they had the ability not to sin, his question was, how does that benefit us? How does that benefit him? And the fact that he knew God, that Adam and Eve had the ability not to sin back in the garden, how does that benefit us today? Amen. So if anybody wants to touch on that or answer that question, or if you have anything else to add in this last 10 minutes, you can definitely call in. The number is 646-652-4832, and Richard is definitely standing by. One thing that Brother Richard believes in is communication, and just talking about some of the things that are pertinent to our faith. And as women of God, you know that men call in too, as women of God and men too, what we want to do is we got to flesh out some of the things that will make us sit back and say, I wonder what God was thinking then. And was death really a good penalty, the right penalty? You know what? But I want to say this too, that even if death was harsh, if it was a harsh penalty, the fact of the matter is that we have redemption of that penalty through Jesus Christ, because everything's been paid in full. Jesus came to conquer sin, Satan, sickness, and death. That's what salvation is. You know, our salvation is wrapped up in the fact that we don't have to worry about death, amen, because death has no power and death has no sting. So even though God did implement that penalty, and the Bible clearly tells us in the New Testament that the end of sin is death. The end of sin is death. So even though that penalty is there, we don't have to live our lives under the stipulation that, you know what, one day we're going to die, you know, because Jesus came and he redeemed us from the curse of death that was handed down in the, from the curse that was handed down that we would not live forever, you know, that was handed down in the garden. So I just thank God for the concept, and there's so much you could study it out. He came from Matthew Henry, y'all. Matthew Henry, this means this brother has been studying. He's been looking at the word, and I was so impressed last night by the ministers that came to do the platform service, that they studied out that test. They asked the questions, why? Why did God do this, and what is happening here, and what was this person thinking there? And I think that I know that if we look at Scripture the way that Brother Richard just had us look at Scriptures, we look at Scripture like that, we can grow in our knowledge of not only the Word of God, but we can grow in our knowledge of who God really is. When Job was stricken, when he lost everything, you know, when his children were killed and when his riches were wiped out, the cattle, everything was wiped out, the fires, everything that he went through, when he got sickness in his body. And for all of those chapters in the book of Job, almost 42 chapters, Job sat back and he languished. Why is this going on with me? I'm a righteous man. I haven't sinned against God. I'm living uprightly before him to the best of my ability. Why would I have to go through this? Why do good things happen to bad people? Why am I suffering in such a way? And God finally came to him and answered him and said, Job, were you there? Were you there when I created the earth, when I created the seas? Were you there when I put the stars and the moon in the sky? You know, and what he was saying, Job, God was really saying to Job is, I am God. And Job had to repent and say, God, I'm so sorry, because, you know, all of this time I knew of you, but now I can truly say that I know you. Amen. And I believe that God wants us to really get to the point where we can say, God, it's not that I heard grandmama's story or that I read a Bible story either, but Lord, I can truly say now, through everything that I've had to go through in life, everything I've ever went through, I can say now that I know you for myself. And Richard, I can tell you, I can't answer all of the questions. I don't have all of the answers. I'm not as astute as Matthew Henry and as learned as even you, my brother. But I certainly respect Matthew Henry, and I definitely respect you and your opinion and your insight into the Word. And I do study to show myself approved because I really want to know more of God and more about Him. But I can certainly say I don't have all of the answers. But I know that I serve a God who does. And in the Bible, He does tell us that all things, we know this, that all things work together for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. And I believe that God has an ultimate plan for all mankind. And He tells us in the Bible that it's not His desire that anyone should perish, although some will. So I just thank God for you, Richard. I thank God for everybody who called in on today. Erica, I see you're still there. Oh, wow, we have another hand raised. Let's take this call. Area code 954, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Hallelujah. Area code 954, you're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. Your hand is raised. Okay. I guess that person changed their mind. They called in. Their hand was raised. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have anything in this last 5 minutes, you can call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Erica, you're still on the air. What do you have to say?
I just have to say that I thank you so much for every opportunity that you allow me to be able to speak and let God do what it is that He wants to do. I thank you for encouragement, for your love, for continuing to push me to the place where God would have me to be, and just for your love and support. I bless God for everything that He is doing through you and for this show, because it is a blessing to many people, and I just thank God for you so much, and I love you.
Amen. Amen. I love you too. Amen. Praise God. You know, and you never know where Woman to Woman is going to go, because it is an open forum, and if I don't have a guest, I open up the phone lines, because you know what? Iron truly does sharpen iron, and you know what? If we don't, we got to go deeper. The Psalm 42 says, deep is calling unto deep. You know, David, he begins that psalm, where can I go to meet with you? He said, as a deer panteth for the waters, so my soul longeth after you. And in the psalm, he says, where can I go to meet with you? Where can I go to meet with God? You know, and we just, you know, I challenge everybody listening, go deeper. You know, go read some of these commentaries. You know, read your words. Study that word, but more importantly than that, and even alongside of that, maybe not more importantly than that, because this is what helps us to do what I'm going to say, develop a personal relationship with God. You know, get to know God for yourself, communicate with Him, ask Him the hard questions, pray, and go to God, and He will give you the answers to your prayers. He says, and James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and God will give it to you. If you lack wisdom, if you have questions, go ahead and, like Richard said, question God. Well, God, why did this happen, and how is this going on, and what is it that you have planned for me here? God may not give you all of the answers like Moses. He told Moses to take the people through the wilderness. He didn't give Moses all of the answers, but he was there with Moses the entire way of his journey. Amen. So I want to let you know that even though God may not show you all of the answers, but He will be with you the entire way of your journey, because some of the answers you can't handle. You can't handle if God showed you, I'm taking you from here to there, I'm taking you from A to Z. Some of the C's and the F's and the S's, you won't be able to handle. So God can't show you everything, because you might not go. You might quit in the in-between time, but God wants you to be encouraged throughout today and know that He's with you. He said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, I'm always with you. So keep journeying with the Lord. Keep walking the good walk of faith. Amen. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Even if you don't see it, believe it. Amen. Because that's what we do. We believe God. So I just thank God for everybody, Brother Richard, Sister Erica, Kathy and Dave, Kathy and
her husband, my God, hallelujah, all of the people that are here with us today, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Kathy and Ray Jones, amen, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Larry, Gazelle in the chat room, everybody that's tuned in, everybody that called in, JC, Overcomers Ministries, all of our guests, amen. Listen, God's elect lady, I thank God for all of you tuning in. I encourage you, look, come on next week and join me next week and come prepare, amen. Our prophetess Priscilla, amen, who called in and encouraged us. Listen, one thing that she encouraged us, and I want to say this as I'm going off the air, one thing that she encouraged us to do is to not be so busy talking about what's wrong in the church, but to shine a light into our own hearts. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing that is counterproductive in the kingdom of God? How can I change me to be a better person, to make a greater difference in the world? Because it's not always the fact that somebody has offended us, but it's the fact that we're sinning by holding on to that offense. We're not forgiving, we're not loving, and we're not going to the person in love to say, look, what you did hurt me, and let's talk about it. I'm not here to fight about it, but I want to talk about it. So I want to encourage you, if you're offended on today, pick up the phone, go to Facebook, send a private message, send an email, send a text, and tell the person, listen, you hurt me. No, I was hurt when this happened, and I just want to know, let you know that I'm not harboring any ill feelings. I just wanted you to know that I did get offended, amen, and I forgive you, and I ask that you forgive me if I've done anything to offend you. Go ahead and ask for forgiveness today. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm signing out. God bless you. Amen. Thanks for being with me on the broadcast on today. Know that I love you, and I'm continually praying for you. Amen. Visit us over at New Creation Christian Ministries. Read some good books. Read the Bible. Pray and talk to God. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.